Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who's on the phone line? Who? Look, who's on the phone line.
Smoothie. Yeah,
friend of the show, Pedro. Pedro Martinez.
How you doing, buddy? Hey, thanks for calling in. I know you know what this day is really all about. Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. You've been a part of it for many years, and I know you've always been gracious with your time as well, but thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Every Bostonian needs to know that today is a special day. So everybody needs to get on the phone, donate some money to the Jimmy Fund in the Dana Park, help a lot of kids and a lot of people that really need help. They know we're all about that, and me specifically, I'm all about that. So join me and continue the parade of donating money to help real good people that really need it.
Yeah, so you're the perfect person to shame everybody, like, because that's you're the type of person I've been looking for. We were trying to shame people, like if they don't understand how important this is, you know, the other option is just to shame them.
So if you loved watching Pedro pitch on a nightly basis, you call in right now.
Yes, right.
I like that.
Yes,
I relate to all of that so much. Ever since I got to Boston, that's how I really got introduced to community work and community sharing. Having a better understanding about, what to do in the community, and especially in Boston. The first thing I was introduced when it came to community work was the Dana Farb and the Jimmy Fund. I remember meeting all those kids before games and special moments with some of the kids that really overcame cancer and all those things. And having the opportunity to meet them before games, throwing the first pitch. I'm full of experiences when it comes to that. And believe me, it's really important that we continue to give support to that. People that don't know, I lost my dad to cancer. So I really understand the feeling for those families. And we should all get together like Boston is always. To try to help and research and figuring something out to get rid of all these diseases that really take away some of our happiness.
We saw it last night, Pedro, with the little kids, some of them who were on with us during the day, a little bit tired. They had been going through treatment. They walk out on the field last night, and it was unbelievable. Their eyes light up when they see the players. It was like there were a bunch of Santa Clauses out there on the field last night. That's what it was like.
It is really amazing to see how the kids really don't even think about what they're going through once they see the players. One thing that really caught my attention is how weird they feel when they step on the ground in Fenway Park. And when they touch the grass, when they get to the places where we play the game. Because I know a lot of them watch it on TV and all that, but to experience stepping on the ground and stepping on the grass and seeing the players up close, how big we look in front of them, sometimes could be a great experience. And I know that for those kids, it's really special. Some of the kids unfortunately, don't make it sometimes, probably take the best experience ever. But for some of the kids that survived that, they have a life entirely to tell the story about when they stepped in Fenway Park and met, their favorite player or something like that. It's really amazing. It's a special treat.
You know, Petey, I'm thinking about this time of year right now. I think I remember talking to you, and you look at what the Red Sox are doing right now, and this sort of, I remember if you put it correctly, it was more of like, the work is done and now it's time. Now it's more about the mental part of it. Like, is this that time of year for you where you said the prep work in the off season, the prep work in spring training, the training in the regular season to get you ready for now, and now it's time to go, and really it's more about the mental approach for you? Is that about right?
Yes, it is. At this exact moment is when your mind needs to pick up. The preparation for your body and your conditions physically don't really mean much, because you're not going to get in better shape than you are, and you're not going to get in worse shape than you are. You just, by maintaining what you have and trying to stay healthy, and actually, if you could save a little bit of bullets for for the end of the season, it's even better. But at this time of the season, unless you have a little bit of a margin, like the Red Sox finally have a little bit of a margin to actually take a little rest, if you could. Back in my days, we didn't have that much space to actually, rest a little bit or take a little bit of a breather. But now the Red Sox have the luxury to actually kind of breathe a little bit, but not really take, any chances. But at this time, your mind needs to pick. Your physical body just needs to stay stable, needs to really maintain what they have and continue to stay focused. That's the main purpose, to stay focused, take one game at a time, continue to play steady baseball, and continue to be what most of the time we say. And a steady player is the most important player in the team. You don't have to do too much. You have to play as a team. You don't want to really take everything on your shoulders. You want to play as a team. You want to stay consistent and be steady. That's all you have to do. And don't look at the numbers. Don't look at anything that could distract you. Just take one game at a time and look forward to the postseason and those 11 wins that you need at the end of the season.
Pedro, we always appreciate it when you call in on the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon Day. So thank you, and we'll talk more baseball down the road, I'm sure, with you. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, guys. Loom! You take care of my Bostonians over there.
And, you got it, buddy.
I love you all, and hopefully these people just will jump in and continue to donate for the Jimmy Fund and the Dan Farb. And hopefully we'll get a lot of, those generous people helping us out.
Thank you, Pedro.
Thanks, Petey.
If you're a fan of Petey, call us at 877-738-1234.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.